Chapter 21. An Audacious Act. Of recent weeks, wrote the Illustrated London News on December the 21st, 1854, the incidence of bold and brutal street banditry has reached alarming proportions, particularly of an evening. It would appear that the faith Mr. Wilson placed in street gaslighting as a deterrent to blackguard acts has been unjustified, for the villains are ever bolder, preying upon an unsuspecting populace with the utmost audacity. Only yesterday, a constable, Peter Farrell, was lured into an alley whereupon a band of common thugs fell upon him, beating him and taking all of his possessions, and even his very uniform. Nor must we forget that just a fortnight past, Mr. Parkington, MP, was viciously assaulted in an open, well-lighted place while walking from Parliament to his club. This epidemic of garrotting must receive the prompt attention of authorities in the near future. The article went on to describe the condition of Constable Farrell, who was faring no better than could be expected. The policeman gave the story that he had been called by a well-dressed woman who was arguing with her cab driver, a surly thug of a fellow with a white scar across the forehead. When the policeman interceded in the dispute, the cabbie fell on him, swearing and cursing, and beating him with a neddy or blackjack. And when the unfortunate policeman came to his senses, he discovered that he had been stripped of his clothing. In 1854, many urban-dwelling Victorians were concerned over what was viewed as an upsurge in street crime. Later, periodic epidemics of street violence finally culminated in a pedestrian panic during the years of 1862 and 1863, and the passage of the Garrotting Act by Parliament. This legislation provided unusually stiff penalties for offenders, including flogging in instalments, to allow the prisoners to recover before their next scheduled beating, and hanging. Indeed, more people were hanged in England in 1863 than in any year since 1838.